Aldo's first language is Awahoon. His second language is Spanish. He's learning English. But when you're over 40, it's very difficult. So I'll be interpreting for him this morning.
That was Awahoon. Doy gracias a Dios esta mañana. Muchas gracias. Estamos muy, muy agradecidos con todos. Gracias, gracias.
And that is Spanish, of course. And he said he gives glory to God. Thank you so much for this opportunity to be with you this morning.
Muy bien. Le damos gracias a Dios por todo esta mañana.
Thanks to God for everything this morning.
Me gustaría compartir sobre respondiendo el llamado de Dios.
This morning I would like to share with you about responding to the call of God.
Podemos repetir todos juntos respondiendo el llamado de Dios.
Everyone repeat after me, responding to the call of God.
Me encanta cuando comparto sobre este pasaje bíblico.
I love sharing about this passage of scripture.
Vemos muchos ejemplos en la Biblia, Antiguo y Nuevo Testamento, hombres y mujeres que respondieron el llamado de Dios.
So we see many examples in the Bible, both the Old and New Testament, of men and women who responded to the call of God.
Así como respondieron el llamado de Dios, también buscaron muchas excusas ellos.
But we also see, just like they responded to the call of God, they also made up lots of excuses.
Acá no.
Here,
solo en Perú.
Here that doesn't happen, only in Peru, I'm sure.
Vemos como ejemplo Moisés.
So for example, we could look at the of Moses.
El pueblo de Dios, pueblo de Israel, estaba en esclavitud.
The people of Israel were enslaved.
Y Dios prometió que iba a liberar.
And God promised that he was going to free them.
Dios podía hacer con su poder.
He could do it with his power.
Pero Dios quería usar a
but
su pueblo.
He wanted to use his servant.
Moses. ¿Cómo respondió?
How did Moses respond?
Hallelujah, Señor, úsame, yo voy, Señor.
Hallelujah, use me, Lord, I'll go.
No.
No.
El Señor estaba llamando una, dos y tres.
God was calling him one, two, three times.
Hasta que el Señor se enojó con Moisés.
Until the Lord actually got angry with Moses.
Pues la historia sabemos cómo Dios usó a Moisés.
But we know from the story how God used Moses.
Podemos ver también ejemplos a Gedeón.
We could also look at the example of Gideon.
El mismo el pueblo de Israel estaba en esclavitud.
Just the same thing, the people of Israel were slaves.
El enemigo venía a atacar y estaban llenos de miedo.
The enemy, the Midianites, were attacking Israel and they were afraid.
Y estaban escondidos en la cueva.
And they were hidden away in caves.
De repente dice el ángel del Señor, varón valiente.
And the angel of the Lord came to Gideon and says, man of valor.
¿Dónde estaba un varón valiente?
And where was this man of valor?
Escondido.
Hidden away.
Pues sabemos cómo Dios usó.
So, but we know how God used Gideon.
Y podemos ver ejemplo de Jonás.
And then we could look at the example of Jonah.
Dios quería usar a Jonás.
God wanted to use Jonah.
Jonás, tienes que ir a Nínive.
Jonah, you need to go to Nineveh.
Donde el pueblo no quiere saber nada de Dios.
Where the people do not want to know anything about God.
Pero si tú hablas mi palabra,
but if you speak my word,
si ellos creen en mí,
and they believe in me,
y se arrepienten de
and
sus
if they
pecados,
repent of their sins,
y abandonan a sus ídolos,
and they leave their idols behind,
pues yo voy a perdonar.
I will forgive them.
Oh, sí, aleluya. Oh, ¿qué dijo Jonás?
Hallelujah, yes, Lord. No.
Encontró un barco lujoso.
He got a really nice boat.
Él compró su pasaje.
Bought his ticket.
Yo no quiero ir. Yo me escapo.
I don't want to go. I'm escaping.
Según él, se estaba escapando.
He thought he was escaping anyway.
Pero Dios tenía un plan muy importante.
God had a plan waiting
lección
for Jonah.
Muy importante.
A plan, a lesson, very important.
Me gustaría ver Jeremías capítulo 1.
But today we're going to look in the book of Jeremiah in chapter 1.
1, versículos 5 hasta 10.
Starting verse 5 through 10, and it'll be on your screen. It says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and he touched my mouth and he said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. Amen.
Iglesia, Dios tiene plan, propósito a cada uno de nosotros que estamos aquí.
Church, God has a plan and a purpose for every one of us that is here today.
El plan de Dios en nuestra vida es perfecto.
The plan of God in our lives is perfect.
Y Dios quiere usar.
And God wants to use us.
Y Dios está llamando hombres y mujeres.
And God is calling men and women.
Niños.
Children.
Adolescentes.
Teenagers.
Jóvenes.
Young people.
Adultos.
Adults.
O tercera edad. O anciano.
Or the elderly.
No hay edad para servir a Dios.
There is no age limit with God.
Dios nos está llamando.
God is calling us.
Dios dice a Jeremías, Jeremías, yo sabía tu nombre antes que tú nacieras.
God said to Jeremiah, Jeremiah, I knew your name before you were born.
Antes que estés formando vientre de mamá.
Before I formed you in your mother's womb.
Yo te escogí.
I have chosen you.
Yo te aparté,
I
te
set
separé.
You apart. I separated you.
Te nombré profeta.
I called you a prophet.
¿Qué hace profetas?
What does a prophet do, church?
Anuncia la palabra de Dios.
Announce the word of God.
Eso hace profeta.
That's what a prophet does.
El Dios de Jeremías.
The God of Jeremiah.
El Dios de Moisés.
The God of Moses.
Él nos está llamando.
He is calling us.
El mismo Dios de Jeremías,
the same God of Jeremiah,
nos apartó,
has set us apart.
Él nos escogió,
he has chosen us,
y nos nombró profeta,
and he has named us prophet,
para naciones,
to the nations,
en todo lugar,
in everywhere.
Iglesia,
church,
vemos a Jeremías que dice, yo no puedo.
We see that Jeremiah says, I can't.
Tengo miedo.
I'm afraid.
Todavía soy un joven.
I'm still just a child.
No estoy preparado.
I'm not prepared.
No tengo experiencia.
I don't have experience.
Pero cómo, yo no sé en este tiempo, la iglesia de hoy, ¿cómo estamos respondiendo al llamado de Dios?
I don't know in today, in the church of today, how are we responding to the call of God?
Dios está llamando a la iglesia.
God is calling us, church.
Para que su reino se extienda en diferentes lugares.
So that his kingdom is extended to all places.
Que las buenas nuevas de nuestro Señor Jesús.
So the good news of Jesus Christ
sea anunciado.
Is announced.
En cualquier lugar.
Everywhere.
Podemos decir a nuestro hermano, no más excusas, hermano.
So say to your neighbor next to you, no more excuses.
No más excusa.
No more excuses, church.
Yo no sé, la iglesia de hoy podemos decir, yo no estoy preparado.
The church today, there might be people that would say, I'm not prepared.
Yo no soy teólogo.
I'm not a theologian.
Oh, yo tengo tantas deudas.
Oh, I have so much debt.
Tengo muchos problemas en mi hogar.
I have so many problems in my home.
Cuando solucione todo, voy a servir a Dios.
When I find a solution for all my problems,
estoy estudiando. I will serve the Lord. Estoy estudiando.
I'm still studying.
Oh, tengo empresa muy importante.
I have a very important business.
Y así venimos postergando, postergando.
And we keep putting it off, putting it off, putting it off.
Y el tiempo se va.
And the time is running out.
¿Y cómo nos responde nuestro Señor?
And how are we responding to our Lord?
Versículo 7 dice, no digas, soy muy joven.
Don't, verse 7 says, don't say you're very young.
O puede decir, no digas que tengo muchos problemas.
Or it could say, don't say I have too many problems.
No digas que estoy muy ocupado.
Don't say, I'm so busy.
No digas que soy muy anciano.
Don't say, I'm so old.
No digas que soy muy niño, joven.
Don't say, I'm too young.
No digas nada.
Don't say that.
Porque vas a ir a donde quiera que yo te envíe.
Because you're going to go where I tell you to go.
El Señor nos responde porque vas a ir a donde quiera que yo te envíe.
The Lord responds to us and says, you're going to go where I tell you to go.
Donde quiere Dios.
Where the Lord wants you to go.
No es lo que yo quiero.
It's not where I want to go.
Señor, si tú me mandas en mejor España, sí, pero en la selva, no.
Lord, if you send me to, oh, nice Spain, sure, I'll go, but the jungles, no.
Dice, donde yo quiera.
Where you want me to go, Lord.
Y vas a decir todo lo que yo te ordene.
And you're going to say everything I tell you to say.
Es un orden.
It's an order, church.
No es cuando estoy alegre para predicar, voy a predicar.
It doesn't say, when you feel like it, when you're happy, go ahead and preach the word.
Tengo dolor de hueso en la mañana.
I got pain in the mornings.
Tengo dolor de espalda.
Oh, I got pain in my back.
Pero tengo que hablar de Cristo.
But I have to speak about Jesus.
Anunciar las buenas nuevas de nuestro Señor Jesús.
Of our Lord Jesus.
En cualquier lugar.
Everywhere I am.
El Señor dice,
the Lord says,
vas a ir a donde quiera que yo te envíe.
You're going to go where I tell you to go.
Quiere decir en cualquier lugar.
And that means anywhere.
En el colegio.
In your school.
En universidad.
The university.
Soy doctor.
If you're a doctor.
Soy abogado.
A lawyer.
Soy militar.
If you're in the military.
Soy policía.
Tengo
granja.
If you're a farmer.
Yo no sé qué profesión tengo.
I don't know what jobs you
have. O no tenga profesión.
Or if you don't even have a job.
En este lugar.
Where you are.
Las buenas nuevas.
The good news.
De nuestro Señor Jesús.
Of our Lord Jesus.
Tiene que ser anunciada.
Needs to be announced.
Amén.
Amen.
Es en todo lugar.
It's everywhere we are.
Pero también tenemos miedo.
But we are afraid.
Oh, Señor, ¿cómo voy a empezar?
Oh, Lord, how am I going to start?
¿Y cómo voy a terminar?
How am I going to end?
En este lugar nadie permite que hable de Dios.
In that place, nobody lets you talk about Jesus.
Y nos llenamos de miedo.
And we are full of fear.
El Señor nos dice, 9,
and the Lord says in
8,
verse
9, 8,
oh, 8,
no le temas a nadie.
Don't be afraid of anyone.
Que yo estoy contigo.
Because I'm with you.
Para librarte.
To free you.
Lo afirma el Señor.
Affirms the Lord.
Amén.
Amen.
No tengas miedo.
Don't be afraid, church.
Yo estoy contigo.
I'm with you.
Yo te voy a ayudar.
I will help you.
Yo te voy a enseñar.
I will teach you.
Confía en mí.
Trust in me.
Solo habla mi palabra.
Just speak my word.
Y también podemos nombrar muchos misioneros.
We could look at many examples of missionaries
que respondieron el llamado
that responded
de Dios.
To the call of God.
Yo salí con vestimenta típica.
I came in this morning in the typical clothing.
Y esta etnia Awahun de
and
Perú.
This indigenous tribe, the Awahun in Peru,
estaban perdidos.
They were lost.
Sin esperanza.
They were without hope.
Sin amor de Cristo.
They were without the love of Jesus.
Perdidos.
They were lost.
En su cultura.
They were in their culture.
Adorando sus dioses falsos.
Worshipping their false gods.
Solo el Señor mostró en sueño.
And the Lord just all he did was show in a vision.
No contó todo.
He didn't tell Roger Winans everything.
Que esta etnia reducía la cabeza.
God didn't tell him that this tribe reduces heads.
No dijo nada.
He didn't say that.
Solo dijo, alcanza
he
esta
just
etnia.
Said, reach that tribe.
Y él obedece el llamado de Dios.
And he obeyed the call of God.
Y ahora,
and now,
esta etnia,
this tribe
ama a Cristo.
Loves Jesus.
Esta etnia,
this indigenous tribe
es salvado a través de nuestro Señor Jesús.
Is saved by the blood of Jesus.
No importa el lugar.
It doesn't matter where.
No importa cuán peligroso que sea el lugar.
It doesn't matter how dangerous it is.
El Señor Jesús quiere derramar su presencia.
The Lord wants to pour out his presence.
Iglesia, el Señor está llamando.
Church, God is calling. If the worship team want to come and get ready.
Dios está buscando a la iglesia de hoy.
God is looking for the church today.
Que puedan responder el llamado.
To respond to his call.
Para terminar, puedo leer en Marcos.
In Mark
16.
Mark 16:15.
Les dijo, vayan por todo el mundo.
Go into all the world.
Y anuncien las buenas nuevas.
And announce the good news.
A toda criatura.
To all creation.
Es tiempo de ganar almas para Cristo.
It is time to win souls for Jesus, church.
Cuando un alma acepta a Cristo,
when one soul asks Jesus into their heart,
hay fiesta en los
there's
cielos.
A party in heaven.
Queremos llenar
we
fiesta en los cielos.
We want to fill the heaven with parties, church.
Una iglesia que camina.
We want to be a church that walks.
Guiado por el Espíritu Santo.
Guided by the Holy Spirit.
Yo no sé si alguien hay acá, Señor, estoy aquí.
I don't know if somebody this morning would want to respond to the call of God. Declare before the Lord that you are willing to be used by him. If you are, stand to your feet this morning. We're going to pray. The worship team's going to sing a song. We're going to just declare before the Lord, use me how, when, and where you want, Lord.
Señor, te damos gracias.
Oh Lord Jesus, we give you thanks this morning.
Gracias por tu amor.
Thank you for your love.
Yo sé que es urgente para llevar tu evangelio.
Oh Lord, I know that it's urgent to bring your good news to the people.
A mis familias, vecinos.
To our families, our neighbors, Jesus.
En todo lugar.
Everywhere.
Señor, estamos aquí.
Lord, here we are.
Heme aquí, Señor.
Here am I, Lord.
Renovamos nuestro compromiso, Padre.
We renew our commitment to you, Lord Jesus.
Respondemos tu llamado,
Señor. We respond
Señor.
To your call, Lord Jesus.
Úsame, Señor.
Use me, Jesus.
Úsanos, Señor.
Use us, Lord.
Gracias, Padre.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Te alabamos, Señor.
We worship you, Jesus.
Señor, bendecimos tu nombre, Padre.
Lord, we bless your name.
No hay nadie como tú.
There's no one like you.
Ayúdanos, Señor.
Help us, Lord.
Para llevar tu evangelio a cada nación.
To bring your good news to every nation.
Gracias.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.